Chapter 37. Bezalel then made the ark of acacia wood. It was 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold, inside and outside, and made a border of gold around it. After that, he cast 4 rings of gold for it, for above its 4 feet, with 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. He next made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. Then he put the poles through the rings on the sides of the ark for carrying the ark. He made the cover of pure gold. It was 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. He then made 2 cherubs of hammered gold on both ends of the cover. One cherub was on one end and the other cherub on the other end. He made the cherubs on both ends of the cover. The 2 cherubs spread out their wings upward, overshadowing the cover with their wings. They were facing each other, and their faces were turned toward the cover. He then made the table of acacia wood. It was 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. And he overlaid it with pure gold and made a border of gold around it. Next, he made a rim the width of a handbreadth to go around it, and a border of gold to go around the rim. Further, he cast 4 rings of gold for it, and placed the rings on the 4 corners, where the 4 legs were attached. The rings were near the rim, as holders for the poles used for carrying the table. Then he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold for carrying the table. After that, he made out of pure gold the utensils that went on the table, its dishes, its cups, and its bowls and pitchers from which drink offerings would be poured. Then he made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of hammered work. Its base, its stem, its cups, its knobs, and its blossoms were 1 piece. 6 branches were extending out from its stem, 3 branches of the lampstand from its one side, and 3 branches from its other side. 3 cups shaped like almond flowers were on the one set of branches, with knobs and blossoms alternating, and 3 cups shaped like almond flowers were on the other set of branches, with knobs and blossoms alternating. This was done for the 6 branches extending out from the stem of the lampstand. And on the stem of the lampstand were 4 cups shaped like almond flowers, with knobs and blossoms alternating. There was a knob under the 1st 2 branches that extended out of the stem, and a knob under the next 2 branches, and a knob under the next 2 branches, for the 6 branches extending out from the stem of the lampstand. The knobs and the branches and the whole lampstand were made to be 1 piece of pure hammered gold. Then he made its 7 lamps and its snuffers and its fire holders out of pure gold. He made it, along with all its utensils, from 1 talent of pure gold. He now made the altar of incense out of acacia wood. It was square, 1 cubit long, 1 cubit wide, and 2 cubits high. Its horns were 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top surface and its sides all around, and its horns, and he made a border of gold around it. He made 2 rings of gold for it below its border on 2 opposite sides to hold the poles used for carrying it. After that, he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He also made the holy anointing oil and the pure perfumed incense skillfully blended.